Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, February 5th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. More strikes coming. Lowest approval rating. Atmospheric river. And Jordan's shoes for sale. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, on Friday, the U.S. carried out the first of what we're told could be weeks of attacks against Iranian-based targets in Syria and Iraq in retaliation for Iran killing three Americans. Many conservatives made this critique early on, but it's becoming more mainstream that the White House telegraphed the targets, and the targets left. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin said it's likely that all of the people the U.S. was looking to hit left or hid and were not killed by the strikes. This, by the way, is one of Donald Trump's greatest pet peeves. He's been saying it for decades, how frustrating it is that we tell the enemy our plans. He said back in a debate with Hillary back in 2016, he said, the biggest problem I have with the stupidity of our foreign policy is we have these announcements out of Washington and we'll be attacking Mosul in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So all the bad leaders from ISIS are leaving Mosul. Why can't they do it quietly? Speaking of, NBC News poll, Trump's handling of the economy has a 16-point advantage over Biden. In 2020, people said they approve of Biden on the economy by 9 points. How'd that turn out for everyone? Biden's approval rating, lowest of his presidency, 37%. Only 35% of Hispanics, 29% of people under the age of 34, and 27% of independents approve of Joe Biden's presidency. A third massive storm coming through California, an atmospheric river, as they call it. Southern California had 2 to 3 inches last week, another 1.5 on Friday, and now another 2-3. LA is looking at potentially 5 inches of rain. Caltrans says, we're telling all Californians, if you don't need to be on the roadway, stay home, stay safe. Part of Los Angeles, where there were a lot of fires last year, have been evacuated due to possible mudslides. Already hundreds of flights canceled out of San Francisco and hundreds of thousands without power due to the wind. LA, again, could see up to 5 inches. They usually get 14 inches of rain a year. Michael Jordan makes about $250 million a year off of his sneakers. It's 5% of sales. Well, they just auctioned off six particular pairs, the pairs that he wore during his six NBA championships, 91, 92, 93, 96, 97, 98. How much do you think they went for? Six pairs of sneakers, $8 million. The highest price for any Jordan memorabilia was the jersey he wore in game one of his first NBA championships. That went for $10 million. How much could Bill auction off one of his ties for? That's what I want to know. He's up next with your message of the day.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, we have legitimized extremism in America. Now, it's always been here. The Ku Klux Klan had to be beaten down by federal forces. U.S. Grant was behind that. But now, because of cyberspace, because of the devices, because of irresponsible companies, we have extremism being disguised as normalcy. If you go on the internet websites, you can find the most vile, hateful stuff in the world. And some Americans, don't ask me why, believe this stuff. But even in the mainstream media, the corporate media, we have hateful things on display every day. Now, MSNBC is the best example of this. That is owned by Comcast, which owns NBC News, and NBC News produces MSNBC. If you watch that channel, you will get a steady stream of America is evil. The United States has always been bigoted. Blacks don't have a chance. Minorities don't have a chance. White patriarchy is ruining our country. Day in, day out, nonstop. What are you doing, NBC? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Al Amedia, Buckeye, Arizona. Bill, I know you don't like reading my emails anymore. Al, you're paranoid, man. I get thousands of emails. Thousands. We don't have favorites. It's whatever catches our eye that day. Anyway, Al goes on. Could you answer if Giuliani and the lady that was Trump's lawyer who pleaded guilty in the Georgia election cases will be exonerated if Fannie Willis' corruption blows up and gets taken down? No. Once the case is adjudicated fully, and if you plead guilty, then it's adjudicated. Now, Giuliani, I believe, is appealing, but the other people who pled guilty in Georgia, that's it. Dale Slattery, Elburn, Illinois. Hey, Bill, excellent point regarding the use of analytics to determine human emotions when describing the Detroit Lions' loss. Analytics can be beneficial. We're now replacing authenticity and human interaction with metrics. All aspects of our society are affected. True connection with others is a very rare commodity. Excellent letter, Dale. The reason the Detroit Lions are not going to the Super Bowl is that their coach used a false strategy based upon a likely outcome. Took all the human emotion out. If you're up by two touchdowns and you add three more points, you're up by three scores. That's a surge of energy into the team. You don't gamble with that. And he did. And he lost twice. Don Miller, Wenenskill, New York. Love the No Spin News. My wife gave me premium membership for Christmas. It is the best gift I've received in years. My question, in researching Mayorkas, I was shocked to find that some government attorneys earn salaries of $260,000 a year. Does that seem odd? No. No. Attorneys are well paid. You want their expertise, you got to pay them. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Bust out the sunscreen. It is nearly spring break time across the USA. For the next few weeks, college students will ditch the textbooks and head south for warmer climates. The tradition began 95 years ago. The party started when 25 universities gathered for a swimming competition in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Local businesses cashed in immediately, catering to the kids with beer and hot dogs. Nearly a century later, the break means huge business. Here are the most popular destinations for this year. Panama Beach, Florida, cities considered the spring break capital of the world. More than 500,000 college students will descend on the panhandle. Next, South Beach, Miami. Frustrated Floridians are hoping to avoid a repeat of last year. 25,000 rowdy tourists partied until sunrise. Residents are asking Miami Beach police to roll back last call from 5 a.m. to midnight. Second place, south of the border, Cancun, Mexico. But beware, cartel violence in Cancun up double digits compared to 5 years ago. The most popular destination for spring break in America. Ready? New Orleans. 2 million folks will travel to Cajun country for Mardi Gras. The tourists are great for business, of course, but bad for the environment. 200,000 pounds of plastic beads and bottles are removed from the Big Easy every year. In total, students will drop $1 billion on spring break. Most of that on accommodations and booze. For many towns, the tradition is too much. Politicians in San Diego, Houston, Charleston, and Tampa are urging students to stay away. Each February, local police arrest 50,000 revelers across the country for public intoxication, public nudity, and fighting. And here's something else you might not know. More people than ever will use the break to volunteer. Survey finds 15% of American college students will spend the week helping charities like Habitat for Humanity. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.